I'm 70 years old. I spent part of my elementary school in Standish, where at 4 years old, I was laying on a blanket in the front lawn watching half-naked men work on the pavement of the road. I think that's about the time I realized that I was different. And then, of course, you learn how people feel about this, and you have to hide it. High school, I started to be bullied. I was an example of fighting the norms of what a man was supposed to be. The society at the time just thought that this was a bad thing. I refused to say that I was gay. I just didn't believe it because everything was against me. And it's very hard to come to terms with that. College, I didn't run into a problem. Yeah, I had one or two close friends, and one of them moved to Atlanta and told me to come visit. And I did, and I liked it. And I enjoyed my 20 years there. I knew I'd always come back to Maine. I came back, but I mostly, like the rest of my life, buried myself in work to not have to look at how I didn't have a community to support me. The town I live in, we celebrate Pride, but I didn't involve myself too much because most of the gay people were younger. And so I was looking for a connection. And through Equality Maine and the Equality Center, they had a network for older adults and they had luncheons. And I started going to those and met some wonderful people. To be alone, feel alone in the world, and then to find that only an hour away, there are a group of people that support each other, that celebrate each other, you know, and hugging another guy just in friendship means so much. It's like finding the rainbow, the yellow brick road. You get to the end and there's a community there that you never had before. You're a very lucky person to end up here in the world that really fights to make you disappear.